Joni Ernst, coronavirus bill is porky partisan, pricey, pet project package. By Wendell Hasebo on March 2, 2021. Senator Joni Ernst, Arya, said during a Senate GOP press conference on Tuesday that she might have a new name for President Joe Biden's coronavirus package, labeling it the porky partisan, pricey, pet project package. She noted, "We can add in more peas, Speaker Pelosi." A quip related to Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA subway system that will cost American workers millions and millions of dollars. She asked, "How is this supposed to fight COVID? So what else is in this bill?" She continued, "We have unemployed millionaires that will be able to access enhanced unemployed benefits. We have millionaires that will be able to participate in child care programs that were developed for low-income families," she said, "millionaires benefiting from lower-wage taxpayers. What else do we get in this bill?" she questioned. "The blue state bailouts that have been mentioned that don't benefit Iowa at all. What we see is a whole lot of nothing that is going to some of these other states," Ernst thumped. Before Ernst spoke, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, whistled the same tune. "About 9% of the money is in the healthcare space. Less than 1% deals with vaccinations." In the House, the only thing bipartisan about the bill was the opposition to it, McConnell pointed out. "About 9% of the money is in the healthcare space. Less than 1% deals with vaccinations." In the House, the only thing bipartisan about the bill was the opposition to it. At leader McConnell teeing off on Democrats' non-COVID bill. pic.twitter.com/4avivesvn5. Matt Whitlock, at Matt Does Whitlock, March 2, 2021. "It is my hope that all Senate Republicans will vote against the package. On the House side, the only thing that was bipartisan was the opposition," McConnell stated. At leader McConnell on Dems COVID bill. "It is my hope that all Senate Republicans vote against the package. On the House side, the only thing that was bipartisan was the opposition." John Bresnahan, at Bres Reports, March 2, 2021. At the end of the press conference, McConnell was also asked about former President Trump's remarks at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in which he took credit over the weekend for McConnell's Senate race success. "I want to thank him for the 15-point margin I had in 2014 as well," McConnell shot back. Asked about Trump taking credit for McConnell's 2020 re-election, McConnell says, "I want to thank him for the 15-point margin I had in 2014 as well." Burgess Everett, at Burgess Ev, March 2, 2021.